This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today, a new kind of library is launching. It's called the Digital Public Library of America. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott explains.
To see some of the nearly 2.5 million archival materials going online today, you once would have had to go to a special collections room at a research library and don a pair of white cotton gloves. As of today, just type dp.la into your browser.
For the first time, ordinary people will be able to actually see material that had been kept behind closed doors and out of reach of the public.
That's Robert Darnton, university librarian at Harvard. Its contributions to the digital library include the first daguerreotypes of the moon and scores from Mozart and Schubert. Some librarians worry the new library could hurt traditional ones. Maureen Sullivan is president of the American Library Association.
We in the library field have to help the funders and decision makers understand that this is an enhancement and not a replacement for today's library.
Which, she says, offers programs and services and an atmosphere you can't get online. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.